Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You know, as much as the keyboards are such a part of this song with Yes, and Rick Wakeman, who's going to be joining us in a couple minutes, I love the bass.
Oh, absolutely.
I just love the bass in the song. Rick Wakeman, legendary keyboardist for Yes, going to be joining us
Wizard
here at the Tupelo on Thursday night. God loves the Wizard Coat. A long song like this that broke all the rules, Laura. That was what progressive rock was.
This is what they were known for.
Yep. I think Rush was a bit of a prog rock
band. Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
Kind of thing.
But you had friends go to see him at the Tupelo. So did I. And they said he was hilarious.
Yep.
You know?
It's a great show.
Even grumpier old rock star tour. Even grumpier than he was the first night. Thursday night at the Tupelo, and you can go to TupeloHall.org. I think that he's joining us on the phone as we speak. Hello, is this Rick? Is he on the phone?
I certainly am.
Oh, you certainly am. Well, nice to talk to you, Rick. How are you?
Very well indeed, thanks.
I have to say, he's coming to... This is Greg, by the way. We've got Greg, Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly. And we're in New Hampshire, where you're going to be Thursday night at the Tupelo Music Hall once again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it very much.
We have some friends, Laura and I, that went and saw you the last time you played there, and they absolutely loved the show. Said that you were not only a great performer but also very, very funny, which is kind of cool because the name of this tour, the Even Grumpier Old Rock Star Tour. How can you be more grumpy? Is it because you lived through COVID? You went through COVID? That would make everybody grumpy, I would think.
Well, we were going to originally call the tour Grumpy Old Rockstar Tour Continued kind of thing,
right.
Which was meant to happen 2 years ago. But then, of course, with the COVID, it just kept getting postponed and getting postponed. And then when my promoter, Larry, said, okay, we are finally 100% on for October 2021, the Grumpy Old Rockstar Tour will continue. And I said, listen, after 2 years of this, I'm now even grumpier. He said, all right, we'll call it the Even Grumpier Old Rockstar Tour. I said, thank you, that'll do. Cause it's been a strange time.
Hey, I have to ask because it was difficult for everybody going through, you know, the last couple of years when a lot of people couldn't get out and couldn't, you know, play live or performers couldn't perform.
Yeah.
There were so many things and really extended past, you know, just entertainment and music. But a lot of performers in different forms couldn't go out and perform. How did you cope with that? Were you able to do it well or did you find it difficult?
I find it very difficult, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm a people person. I love meeting other musicians and playing with friends of mine and putting stuff together with other musicians. And I know you could do certain stuff online, but it is not the same. You know, it is not the same at all. And I really missed playing. And as the lockdowns went on and on more, the more I realized how much I missed playing. In fact, when this tour was finally confirmed that it was going to go ahead, I phoned up a club in London called Ronnie Scott's Club. They're great friends of mine. I've known them for years. I knew the late Ronnie Scott very well indeed. And I said, have you by any chance got a night I can just come down and play? Because I need to walk out. And they said, well, we've just had a cancellation from an act due to come in from America. And they're not coming now because of their restrictions.
Right.
And he said, I can, if you want to, he said, it's next week, so there's no time to advertise. I said, don't make this. He said, I'll give you three nights. come down and play the piano? I said, love to. So I went down for three nights, and it wasn't planned, but on the first night, I walked out onto stage, and I walked up to the mic, and it was so strange, and I just said, look, there's people. And it was just, it was so weird seeing people down there, and somebody shouted back, yeah, there's somebody on stage, and that's what it's all about, because you realize you're all one and the same.
It's funny,
you know, and it was...
Well, no, I was just going to say that we were talking about it. We just started going back to live appearances and things like that in our jobs. And these guys were out over the weekend, and they were talking about it just felt so good to be out there and be amongst people, you know? And it's on both sides of the stage, those on and off it, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I am genuinely a people person. I mean, the shows that I do, these one-man shows, are very much based on... excuse me, on what I glean from people who come to shows and audiences. I mean, right. I do the old theatre thing, so I do, you know, as well as music, I do a bit of acting and stuff and that as well. And one of the actors' tricks when you're doing theatre is after the show, you do what they call in England notes, where you, in your dressing room, the producer might come in, or the director, or you might be on your own, and you'll just write down everything that you remember that you thought was good, things that you thought could have been better, what you write them down, because you never remember the next day.
Right.
And then what you do at the end of a run or the end of a tour, you look at them, of people you spoke to and all that kind of thing. And it was very interesting. I've been doing that at shows for years now. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of a tour, I look and I go, hold a minute. 20-odd people at different shows said, why don't you play that piece? I said, I've never played that piece. Maybe I should have a look at it.
Yeah.
And you have a look at it, and sometimes it really works. You go, I can throw that in. That really works.
Right.
And so over the years, basically, my shows are made up of what people have said or suggested over the years.
I would imagine Rick Wakeman on the phone with us. He's going to be Thursday night at the Tupelo Music Hall, legendary keyboardist for Yes. He's played with so many great performers. I would imagine with a catalog as rich as yours, Rick, you must rediscover your own music in a way from time to time, yeah?
Yeah, I do. And I have to be honest with you, adapting some of it for piano, I've got a couple of keyboards this time as well, but adapting it for piano is interesting as well, because you find out what pieces are adaptable and what pieces aren't.
Right.
And that's great fun to do. It's almost like learning your own stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it or not, one of the hardest things is actually with the stories and the anecdotes, because it drives me mad. All the do-gooders, so-called political correctness.
Right. You're right.
I collect batches of stories and I write a lot of stuff, and then I look at it all. I had about 50 that I thought, oh yeah, I can throw down and do it. And then you look at them again, you go, I can't tell that. it's not offensive.
Right.
You know, but there'll be people who say, you can't say that.
Of course.
Can't do that.
It's true.
That's the problem, because there'll always be somebody who'll be offended.
Yeah.
But I don't think those people are offended. I think they just want to be offended.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think they look for it. Legendary Rick Wakeman on the phone with us, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member and everything. Roadkill's got a question.
Do you find yourself taking out the same group of guys in your band, or do you bring new people in to keep it fresh?
It's solo.
This one's solo.
I do bring people in occasionally to bring fresh. There's a great drummer called Ash Sohn, because my usual drummer, Tony Fernandes, lives in Portugal now. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with travel restrictions and heaven knows what else. When I did the Red Planet album, I brought Ash Sohn into the fold, who's been absolutely unbelievably brilliant. He's a great drummer, well in demand. And singer-wise, I'm going out doing some prog rock shows next year around the UK and Europe. One of the things, in order to freshen up the whole show, apart from doing stuff with the Red Planet, but doing all the old classic stuff, I've brought in, for a change, a girl singer, great, phenomenal girl singer called Hayley Sanderson.
Right.
And Hayley, she's so talented. And one of the things that enables me to do, it enables me to do a lot of the songs that I can't normally do because they can't be sung by a guy. Because I had quite a few songs that were sung by the likes of Chaka Khan and a few others. Oh. And suddenly you go, great, I can throw those in the set,
right.
throw those
right.
in to do. So it does help to freshen up. David Bowie was the king of that.
Yeah.
He just freshened his band up all the time. It was brilliant.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Was there anybody, you mentioned Bowie, I know you worked with him, you worked with Al Stewart, you worked with a lot of luminaries. Is there anybody that you, I don't know, I mean, somebody that you worked with, Rick, that just left a lasting impression on you that you still feel today?
Well, certainly you mentioned David Bowie. It definitely left a huge lasting expression. Everything. He was probably the most influential person I ever worked with, David.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was really tremendous. I mean, there are some. I mean, I would love to have worked with John Lennon.
Yeah.
I'd love to have done something with I really would have done. I mean, I got to meet him, which was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
To have actually worked on a piece of music of his, I would have enjoyed that.
With the progressive, Yes was such, you know, one of the greats in progressive rock. And there have been other bands that have been, you know, in sort of, I guess, kind of characterized in that category. But when you listen to, like, I listen to bands like that are out today, bands like Tool and things like that. And I kind of put them in the, in like a modernized prog rock kind of category too. Do you see anybody that's out like now, you know, younger artists that kind of are in that same sort of genre, if you had to put them in it?
Well, it's interesting because I think prog is breaking the rules,
right?
You know, prog was the first what I call brave element of rock music that said no, we're not going to make formatted records. I mean, if you go back to the 60s, especially in the UK,
right?
And I'm talking about British prog rock more than anything else here in the UK. Everything was formatted. Records were formatted. There was intro, verse, chorus, verse, verse, mm-hmm. chorus, and
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all that all the time. And a few of the musicians went, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But the record companies went, yeah, you've got to do that. And there was a sort of a feeling, well, if there's enough of us to say, no, we're not going to,
yeah.
then you're going to have to listen to us. And that's what really created the album and the singles market in the UK. And when the album market became bigger than the singles market, then they all started to sit up and take notice.
Right.
But what happens is now is it's great listening to the radio anywhere in the world. It's not formatted at all. You can hear all sorts of artists, young and old, who don't work to any format. They write how they want to, and they're inadvertently breaking all the rules, which is great, which is exactly what it is.
Yep.
I mean, in England, I mean, a classic example of that is Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I mean, Ed, he's brilliant. I mean, he actually lives just a couple of villages away from where I live,
mm-hmm.
and he's a lovely guy, and he just does what's in his head and heart, and there's lots of people like that. I mean, sadly, we lost Amy Winehouse. She was another one who was,
agreed.
She did exactly what was in her head and heart,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's all about. So I think there's a lot of young bands of all different sorts now who are, you know, not actually saying, oh, we've got to work to another rule. Right. And it's rare you hear another band say, oh, we want to sound like so-and-so. I mean, yeah, we all have influences. I mean, when right. I was I mean, I love The Who. I'm a Queen fanatic. I mean, Brian May's one of my dearest friends.
Right.
You can't help but be influenced, but the best influences come from when you're not expecting them.
I agree. And looking forward to it Thursday night at the Tupelo. The tour is just getting started. The best tour title ever. The Even Grumpier Old Rockstar Tour with Rick Wakeman. Rick, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thank you very much. All right. I might even try to be not politically correct on the night.
There you go, at the Tupelo. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Genesis, early Genesis was progressive. They called it prog rock back
the
then.
The Peter Gabriel stuff?
Yeah, the early Peter Gabriel stuff didn't conform to any of the rules.
No.
So there was Yes that was doing that. And I think, like, when you look at bands like Tool, I think that they could be a modern prog rock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he says the attitude goes even into pop music as well. But, there you go. I didn't even get to ask him a question about Roundabout or anything like that. I think we covered that last time we spoke. Yeah. But.
Sounds like a good guy.
He's a grumpy old dude that isn't grumpy.
But he's not.
Yeah, that's what I think is pretty funny. Wrote with the. He played on Space Oddity with David Bowie, who's on that record, Ground Control to Major Tom.
Yeah, I did hear that about Bowie switching band members.
All the time.
Great tour. And everybody come back and be like, hey. And then all of a sudden, some of the band members would be like, I heard he's in the studio.
Dude, McCartney would just hired guns. And only when he got Abe Laboriel Jr.
Wait a minute. And now, it wasn't.
Is this pre-Wings?
Let's go. Because wasn't Wings.
Wings. Wings were hired guns, man. Wings were hired guns. Ask Denny McLean. Denny Lane. We had him on, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was basically like the guy was hawking, oh, I got a signed Wings album. But McCartney would be hired guns. At the end of the tour, there was no guarantee you were going in the studio.
Yeah.
Right? Because McCartney can play almost all those instruments. But now, the band that he's toured with, he's been with for a long time. Longer than he was
drummer,
with
the guitar player. What's the guitar player's name? He's a hell of a guitar player.
Stuart Hamm. I can see his face.
Blonde hair.
Stuart Hamm. I'm not sure if it's Stuart Hamm used to play with him. Whatever. Hamm. But, so there you go. There's Rick Wakeman from Yes. So.
How many times have you seen them?
I've seen Yes once.
Oh, just
but not the Rick Wakeman version. I saw the later version, Chris Squire. I think it was the Chris Squire. John Anderson was not singing with them. They had a replacement for John Anderson.
See, I would have liked to have seen they did one tour where they brought both lineups, new and old.
Right, right. So, anyway. Go enjoy the show at the Tupelo. And thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.